Now, I've been thinking about Easter, and I've been thinking about Resurrection Morn, and I just want to say to you again, happy Resurrection Morning. It's a good morning, isn't it? It's a good morning. And as I've been thinking about these last days' events and this weekend's events, I've wondered a little bit about Easter. I've wondered a little bit about Resurrection Morning. I've looked in the papers and I've seen the stuff, and I've wondered, is Easter starting to get a bit commercialized? Yeah, I thought so too. You thought so? Yeah, I thought so too. You know, we celebrate Christmas, and I love Christmas, but I like Easter even better. I really do. I really do. I don't have anything against Christmas, you understand. But I do like Easter. I love this Resurrection Morning celebration. And I've been thinking, you know, we get our pictures at Christmas time with the right jolly old elf, and we can get our pictures at Easter time with, well, you know who. And I think, you know, if we're not very, very careful, we're just getting a little commercialized about the real meaning of this morning. Now, don't get me wrong, I like rabbits. Okay? Raised a few myself. Okay? Raised a few myself. Kids had a few, 4-H projects. Cuddly, cute, soft, you know the story. Don't get me wrong, I like rabbits, but Easter is not about rabbits. Easter is about Jesus. Our enemy, the adversary, the accuser, wants to see to it that these events that are so important to the Christian calendar, Christmas and Easter, the adversary wants to see to it that these events are watered down by stuff. That's why your bulletin says this morning's not about stuff. The adversary wants to see to it that our minds get on something else besides the empty tomb and the resurrected Christ today. And so I've just been thinking about this week. Easter's not about stuff, is it? Easter's not about all the stuff that sometimes gets in our way. I just want us to focus for a few minutes this morning, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, because Resurrection Morning is about Jesus. The empty tomb. Resurrection Morning is about victory over the accuser. You see, the accuser thought he had him after 40 days in the wilderness, early on in his ministry, when he came to him and tempted him and offered him all this stuff. And then the accuser at the Good Friday event, we call it good. The accuser thought it was good. The accuser once again thought he's going to have the upper hand here. And so, but this story is about Sunday morning because there's hope in the empty tomb. And so I want us to be very cognizant today, brothers and sisters. And I know sometimes you think I'm a little old-fashioned, a little starchy. But I want us to remember that Easter is about Jesus. It's about the empty tomb. It's about the victorious Jesus over the adversary. Easter is about a celebration, all right. It's about the tomb being empty's kind of celebration. That's the kind of celebration we have on Easter's. Last week, the crowd shouted, Hosanna. Brother Isaac shared with us last Sunday, and we remember the crowd shouted, Hosanna. They were rejoicing in life. And Friday we looked at some of the same crowd shouting, Crucify Him! And today the angels in heaven were rejoicing because the tomb is empty. The people had a hard time finding occasion to rejoice. They were still mourning this Savior, this Messiah. They seen Him die on the cross. They seen Him go into the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. They saw Him go in there. They saw Him wrapped up. Having a hard time to rejoice this morning. But this day is about rejoicing because the tomb is empty and Jesus has been victorious. Amen? Amen. Oh, I assure you today, friends, just because some TV channel or some book that was written or something else that says, you know what, I think we found His remains. You've heard some of the stories. You see some of the bizarre things on TV. And you hear some of the books. You know what? I think we may have found his remains. All is not lost. We found the remains of Jesus. He was real. He still died. He was still in the tomb. All kind of crazy stuff. All kinds of stuff for the adversary to take our minds off the centrality of what God has done for us. Raised Christ from the dead, victorious. He's not still in the grave, friends. And it's not because, you remember the story in Matthew 28? The tomb was empty. We're not going to turn to this, but I think you know the story. The tomb was empty, and the Pharisees said to the guards, you know what, we're going to pay you a little something. We're going to pay you a little something to go ahead and tell people the disciples stole him. You remember the story? The tomb is empty not because he was stolen. The tomb was empty because he walked out of that tomb alive and victorious. And brothers and sisters, I just want us to focus on the fact today. We come together today. You know, I can smell breakfast, and I suppose some of your tummies are growling and you're longing for the breakfast. We can come together for a big old event called Easter. We can come together for a big old breakfast. But if we come together and we exclude Jesus, we may as well stay home. Because this day is about Jesus. This day is about the empty tomb. This day is about the cross, yes, but the empty tomb, more importantly. And so I just want us to recognize the victorious Jesus, victorious over the grave, victorious over the devil, the resurrected Jesus. Some of you remember several years ago, Tony Campolo preached a great sermon that was recorded and listened to by a lot of folks. It was called, "It's Friday, but Sunday's Coming." You heard that? I've heard that a few times. I love that story. I love that message. But on Friday, we're devastated, just like the disciples. On Friday, we're thinking all hope is lost. We've seen the beating. We've seen the scourging. We've seen the crown of thorns. But like I said here Friday night, but we know that's not the end of the chapter. We know there's more to the story. We know that Sunday's coming. And we know that the tomb is empty. And brothers and sisters, that's part of what makes up our faith. We believe the tomb is empty. Amen? We believe that. Not everybody does. Or we make excuses about how it got empty. We believe the tomb is empty. We believe that Jesus is who he said he was. Son of God. Messiah. Savior. We believe that. We believe these things that are written in the Bible, friends. We believe the Gospels. We believe the words of John the Baptist when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." We believe it. That's part of our faith. Faith is believing, and believing is faith. It's part of who we are in Christendom as Christ followers. We believe these things to be true. And let me just say this too, friends. We are going to get to some scripture in just a moment. But let me say this. This might be news to you, but I don't think it is. I just want us to know today, Jesus is the only way to heaven. He's the only way to God the Father. He said it himself. He's the only way. He's the only one. You know why, brothers and sisters? He's the only one that has forgiven sins. As I said Friday night, he's the only one died for our sin. He's the only one. And he would have done it for just one person. He would have done it just for you. He would have done it just for me. But he did it for multitudes. Jesus is the way to God the Father. He made it possible by bridging the gap between, as I said Friday, sinful humanity and a holy God. Jesus made it possible. That's why it's so important today, brothers and sisters, to remember this day is about Jesus. Yes, it's about grace. Oh, the grace of God. You know what? We deserve punishment. We really do. I was talking to our Wana kids about He is risen on Wednesday, and we were reminded about little verses that they learned, like Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And we were reminded about verses like Romans 6, 23, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so we deserve punishment. But Easter is about grace, the grace of God who's willing to forgive us, forgive us of our sin, washed clean by the blood of Jesus. That seems like an oxymoron, doesn't it? Blood to make us clean? The crimson blood of Jesus shed so that we might be clean. Easter's about grace. Easter's about love. The love of God. That old song that we used to sing, oh, the love that would not let us go. Easter's about love. God loving us so much that He sent His Son to die for us. Easter is about hope. Because Paul says in his letter later on, if there is no resurrection, we're just a miserable sort. We're just a miserable lot. Easter is about hope. Because Christ raised victorious from the dead, we know when we put our faith and trust in Him and surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, we have a hope that goes beyond today and tomorrow. We have a hope forever. Easter is about hope. And so, friends, oh, I just want us to remember Jesus today. I just want us to remember the redemption. I just want us to remember the blood. I just want us to remember the empty tomb. He's so willing to forgive us. So willing to love us. So willing to give us of His grace. I want to read to you a few verses from Luke chapter 24 if you've got your Bibles. Otherwise, it'll be on the big screen. I'm reading from the New Living Translation this morning. Luke chapter 24. 1 through 12. New Living Translation. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb. Now, I know that you've probably heard this before. You've maybe even heard it this week on Christian radio. You've maybe even heard me say it before. But all four Gospels refer to the women. And you know, in the first century, they wouldn't have asked women to be witnesses. In a court of law, they wouldn't have called up a bunch of women to be witnesses. So I find this completely amazing and completely of God. The women went to the tomb. You say, yeah, but Jim, they're going to anoint His body. Yes, they were, but they come back as witnesses to the resurrected Christ. They come back as witnesses to the apostles, to the disciples. The tomb is empty. And so, Luke writes, very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. Do you know why that is significant, to have the stone removed? You ever thought about that? Do you know the importance of this stone being out of the way? Because Jesus walked out of that place alive. A bodily resurrection. He's going to assure, if you read through this whole chapter of Luke 24, and I hope that you will today, He assures His disciples later that night, I'm not a ghost. Come touch my hands, see me. Give me something to eat, even in that conversation later in Luke 24. I'm not just spirit. It is a bodily resurrection. He was in fact dead, and now on Sunday morning, He has been raised with a body. It's significant that that stone is rolled away. So just further credibility, further fact that He is alive in bodily form. They found that the stone had been rolled away. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, these are the dazzling robed men, asked the women, why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? Glory to God. Why are you looking among the dead folks for someone that is alive, these angels said to these women. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee? The Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day. The angels reminded them, remember? Remember what he said? The 11 are sitting behind closed doors, dejected and defeated. We know the story on Thursday and Friday during the trial and such. They scattered. And now they're behind closed doors. They're afraid. Their minds are boggled. And if you read further in this account, you'll see after these very next verses in Luke, you'll see two were going back to Emmaus, and Jesus joins along in their conversation on the road from Jerusalem back to Emmaus, and they're talking about these things, and he joins in. They didn't know who it was, and he said, "What are you talking about?" They said to him, "Are you the only one that's new in Jerusalem? Don't you know what's happened? They've killed the alleged Messiah." And then they said this, and we thought it was he. We thought it was going to be him that redeemed us. We thought he was the Messiah. That's in the same chapter. And so here were the 11 behind closed doors wondering, now what? And here were the women being reminded by the heavenly messengers with this heavenly news. He's not here. He's alive. Praise be to God. Then the very next verse says, speaking about the women, Then they remembered that he said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, several other women who told the apostles what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, the next verse says, I suppose this is purely out of curiosity. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to take a look. Stooping, he peered in and he saw the empty linen wrappings. Then he went home again wondering what had happened. Stone is rolled away. The ladies said they saw angels. The tomb is empty, sure enough. He's not in there. He went home again wondering what had happened. The disciples at this point in the day couldn't believe it. That's what the Bible says. So they didn't believe it. And you know the story about Thomas. Even in Jesus' first appearance back to the disciples, he said, unless I put my fingers in the nail prints in his hand in my side, I will not believe. It was too overwhelming. And sometimes, friends, that's how we are. You know what? I'm not sure, Jim, I can believe all this. Yeah, I believe Jesus was probably back there in them times. And matter of fact, I believe in God a bunch too, but sometimes we're just like the disciples. We got the plain word in front of us. It's been here for 2,000 years, and yet we don't believe it. Or we're a little skeptical. We're not sure. Or maybe we're just ambivalent to the whole thing. It's just not applicable to me, Jim. I just don't subscribe to it. We're in these categories of doubt. We're in these categories of complacency. Yeah, I think I believe in God, Jim. I should be good to go. And yet, brothers and sisters, if we're not absolutely convinced this is real, if we're not absolutely convinced He is the Son of God who died for the sin of humanity, if we're not absolutely convinced this all took place from the carpenter's son in Nazareth to the cross to the raised Jesus, if we're not convinced this is all real, this is part of our faith. This is part of our belief. And I'm wondering today, friends, I'm asking us, what category do we find ourselves in today? Like the disciples that day, I don't believe it. It's just some old book, Jim. Or skeptical, yeah, you know what, I can subscribe to some of the parts, but I'm not sure it's all true. Are we Are we a part of that group that just says, you know what, this is for another time and another place, it's not for me? What group, what category of people are we in? Or are we absolutely convinced He's Messiah, He's Lord? Are we absolutely convinced He's the Son of God, that He rose from the dead, the tomb is empty? Which category are we in, friends? Because any of the other categories, skeptical, non-believers, ambivalent to this whole resurrected, empty tomb stuff, I tell you what, friends, those categories aren't gonna get it done on resurrection morning for humanity. Those categories aren't going to get it done on judgment day. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. Jesus said that He is the only way to the Father. And friends, if we haven't ever subscribed to that, if we haven't ever embraced that, people say to me all the time, yeah, but Jim, I believe in God. Good, that's a good start, but the devil believes in God too. And so we must subscribe to, we must embrace this idea of the empty tomb, because He's resurrected to life on our behalf. We must embrace the idea that He went to that cross. He shed His blood. We must put our faith in Him. Ephesians 2:8 says it clearly. For by grace are we saved through faith. It's not of ourselves. We must embrace this idea that He is a risen Christ. He is Lord. You say, Jim, yeah, but I've been to church a few times. Praise be to God. That's good. But going to church doesn't get us to heaven. Yeah, but Jim, I took a few classes and I've been baptized. Matter of fact, I've been baptized a couple times. Good! But it's our faith in the resurrected Christ that takes us to heaven. Friends, don't let the deceiver allow your mind to get into the category of skeptical about this stuff. Or as the disciples were that morning, didn't believe it. Embrace the fact that Christ is who He said He was. Embrace the fact that God loved us so much that He sent Christ to die for our sin so that we might believe in Him, we might repent of our sin, believe in Him, and be part of His family. Friends, either we believe it or we don't. This day is resurrection morning. Above all else, nice big breakfasts and commercialism, this day is about Jesus. And friends, if you're not absolutely convinced, if you died today, you're on your way to heaven, get right with Jesus today. Pastor Isaac is up here, I'm up here. If you want to come pray with us, if you want to come pray at the altar. This is resurrection morning. This is day of victory. The Bible says today is a day of salvation. And if you're not absolutely convinced, you've been born again, you've been saved. Those are biblical terms. If you're not absolutely convinced, you're God's child. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're bound for glory when you close your eyes in death. Don't delay. Tomorrow may be too late. You say, Jim, I've been to church a lot of times. I don't really want to come forward. I might be embarrassed. That's the devil talking to you. Jesus died for our sins, brothers and sisters, and He rose again so that we might put our faith in Him and be victorious in Him and be with Him forever. If you're not sure of that, let Pastor Isaac or me pray with you this morning. And if you just want to pray at the altar, feel free to come pray while we sing this last song. Let's stand together and sing it.